Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Audio cut of the day coming up here in just a little bit. Tomorrow we have Mr. Kilmeade set up. Also, our friend Peter Zane, he writes about politics at Real Clear, does a great job, and wrote about ending Trump derangement syndrome, which is really still in full force as I'm seeing posts from friends across the country. We already have the roundtable set for Friday. Fred has lined up Jane, John Lamping, former state senator, and John Gaskin all on the panel on Friday. We have talked a lot here in St. Louis about the gender issue, the nonsense at WashU, Children's Hospital. The clinic is closed. One of the folks we always visit with is Chris Elston. He's known as Billboard Chris, and we're going to visit with him in just a second. But here's what President Trump said about a lot of this yesterday.
As of today, it will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female.
We have tracked this particular issue for many years. One of the heroes in all of this is our friend Chris Elston, Billboard Chris, who is with us on the phone. I think from, are you in Davos? Is that what I understand?
Yeah, I'm in Davos for the World Economic Forum. I'm actually staying more than an hour away in Liechtenstein, so that's where I'm at right now. Because everything was so expensive in Davos, and I'm just a poor activist. But I'm having fun out on the streets, talking with people in Davos. It's a great time.
Well, you might be a poor activist, but you've been a very successful activist. And Chris, when I hooked up with you a few years ago, one of the questions I first asked was, why are you doing this? And you told me that you were doing it to really try to prevent the biggest child abuse scandal in the history of the planet, right?
Yeah, certainly in the history of modern medicine. So there's all this physical abuse going on. Of course, kids are receiving puberty-blocking drugs, the opposite sex's hormones. They're getting surgeries. They're doing double mastectomies on girls as young as 12 years old in the United States of America. We know this from insurance data. So that's totally insane. Never mind just the psychological abuse of teaching children that they were born in the wrong body. That's totally crazy on its own. So this whole thing is just madness. I have two girls. They are almost 13 and 15 years old. I've been at this for more than 4 years now, this campaign. And I'm just not okay with this world, so I'm trying to do something to fix this issue.
Well, and you know, I think you deserve a lot of credit. There's a bunch of folks that have been in the news, many of whom I've had on the show. Riley Gaines certainly comes to mind. A lot of others, the Free Press. There's been a good, I think you would even admit, there's kind of been a team effort on a lot of these issues that's been successful, Chris.
Yes, so I know pretty much everyone involved in this fight, and a lot of the names are people you've never heard of. Starting about 3 years ago, I think there were 30 or 40 of us from across the U.S., and then myself, the lone Canadian who met at the Heritage Foundation, and a lot of those people have been extremely instrumental behind the scenes. But of course, people like Riley Gaines and Jamie Reed, who you've had on many times, yeah. The whistleblower from St. Louis, there's a big team of people who are working together, and we all come from different political ideologies as well. So it's kind of merging left and right here, but I think we're being more effective against this issue, this one issue pushed by the left. We've been more effective against this than any other cultural issue that the left has pushed for decades, and we're just going to keep winning.
Yeah, and you know, I want to ask you, what was it like yesterday for you, just hearing what the president, I mean, this was obviously something I think that helped him win the election. The ad was very effective when it came to, you know, linking Kamala Harris with signing legislation or approving, you know, surgeries for trans prisoners, which, you know, I've even described this as an 80-20 or 90-10. That issue is probably a 99-1 issue. So there, most of the country, even those Democrats that we feature here in St. Louis, Chris, are on board with this, but it had to be pretty cool for you yesterday seeing victory for Donald Trump in this issue.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, Kamala Harris is for they, them. Donald Trump is for you. Probably the best political ad of our lifetime. And so Donald Trump has just issued this brilliant executive order, basically nuking gender ideology, declaring that there are two sexes. Whoever wrote this, and I think I might know who it is, I need to reach out to them. But this executive order is just sheer brilliance. The one thing it does not address is child transition, and there are various legal reasons for that. So I'm not disheartened at all, but the Tennessee ban is currently before the Supreme Court. So a lot of these executive orders are going to get challenged already. What Trump has said previously is that he's willing to work with Congress to pass a bill. Now, the problem with that is in the Senate, you need 60 senators to overcome the filibuster, and the Democrats would certainly filibuster day and night to stop any ban on child transition. So there's still work to be done.
Yeah.
This is for now still a state-by-state issue, but I'm confident we're going to get it done. What we need to do heading into the midterms in the Democrat states that can do ballot initiatives, we need to do those so that when people go to vote, this is a question on the ballot. Do you want to stop child transition?
And so your mission in Davos right now is what specifically?
Well, my mission is always just to create awareness. I do that by having conversations, by starting conversations, and posting those conversations online. It helps educate people how to talk about this issue in a positive manner, not just complaining about things, but giving people the words that are effective in having these conversations. And honestly, what's going on in the World Economic Forum right now is a bit of a subversion tactic by me, because almost everyone out on those streets there agree with me. These are all adults. These are mostly people over 40 years of age. And they have kids themselves. A lot of them are just business people. They almost all agree with me. I have had a few people push back. I'm going to get a video up very shortly. So if people want to go to @BillboardChris, you'll see an entertaining video from today. But I'm starting thousands of conversations there. And the World Economic Forum is one of the institutions pushing this madness on the world. But their own attendees don't agree with it. So by starting these conversations and getting people to talk about it at this conference, I think it creates a world of good. I'm not going to know all that good that happens from this, but I just have faith that these ripples I create lead to some positive benefits.
Well, and we've played a lot of those conversations, featured the audio over the years. Here's a question I was going to ask you. You kind of walked me into this, but have you noticed over this campaign of 3 to 4 years, in the last year in particular, have you noticed a difference in those conversations with younger people or not?
Yeah, to be honest, I notice a difference month to month. When I first started this campaign over 4 years ago, nobody knew what puberty blockers were. And there have been moments where there have been huge increases in awareness. I think back to August of 2022, I think it was, when I tweeted out these videos from Boston Children's Hospital. And I think for the first time, a lot of people finally understood what was going on in these gender clinics and how insane it was. And that started a wave of conservatives looking into other gender clinics. But awareness is increasing all the time. Most people aren't talking about this issue over the dinner table. So it just takes time. It takes years to really educate the population. And we can see it in the polls, month to month, year to year. More and more people are coming over to our side, and we're just going to keep that trend going.
Chris Elston is with us. He's known as Billboard Chris Online. Did you notice, I know you're in Switzerland, did you notice what happened? Did you pay attention to the woke preacher with Trump and J.D. Vance this morning?
Yeah, I just got back to my hotel room half an hour ago, and I saw a few people had DM'd it to me, so I literally just posted it before you called me. I don't know what the heck they're doing listening to this woke Episcopalian bishop. But if she doesn't know what a boy or a girl is, she's in the wrong profession, because it's written in the very first book of the Bible, Genesis 1:27, male and female, he created them.
You know, we're going to just close on that note. I don't know how you can do it any better than that. Chris, thank you so much. Congratulations on what you must feel is a great, at least, movement toward some victory on this issue. I'm proud of you. I love you. You know I'm a big fan, so thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
That's Chris Elston. Let me play some of that audio, because I played this earlier. So this is what happened at the prayer meeting this morning, and it was quite interesting because we now know that the female bishop in this Episcopalian church has been someone who's been out there as an activist previously, but J.D. Vance and his wife and President Trump and Melania were all in this room this morning, and this woman starts saying this.
I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country. We're scared now. There are gay, lesbian, and transgender children in Democratic, Republican, and independent families, some who fear for their lives.
So she was, and this is interesting if you've seen the video, and there's a lot of side-by-sides on X, formerly Twitter, of this. Trump really didn't react very much. I was a little surprised. J.D. Vance did, though, especially when she said stuff like this.
And the people... The people who pick our crops and clean our office buildings, who labor in poultry farms and meat packing plants, who wash the dishes after we eat in restaurants and work the night shifts in hospitals, they may not be citizens or have the proper documentation. But the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals.
Well, I don't know that anybody said that they were. She has, just like
point.
Most people on the left, have this very, very difficult time distinguishing between what is legal and what is not legal immigration. I can't understand it, because they never can quite get that. So what we know now about this woman is that she's been out there on the front lines of George Floyd and all these other things protesting. How she was able to do this service this morning, someone's going to probably have to answer that question.
First of all, the context which your reporting described, that after speaking so harshly and with militaristic overtones to the nation, he had the park of peaceful protesters cleared.
Oh, yeah, that's the soundbite where she was out there, you know, publicly doing interviews during the first administration when Trump came walking down and, you know, had the allegedly had the park cleared off. But there were safety reasons for that. And then she's out there with the George Floyd riots as well.
Why did you want to come out here and send
their message? It is a message of a call for justice, for swift justice for George Floyd, for systemic justice for all brown and black people who have been under the knee of this country in ways that we have witnessed time and again.
So she's one of the white guilty people out there that hates the country. You want to talk about justice? How about justice for Derek Chauvin, who was railroaded in the whole George Floyd situation? We'll see if we get a pardon for him. I'm not so sure it'll be out of the question.
Get more at 971talk.com.